Conduct of Life by Rabbi Moses Almasnino. Translation by Walter Hilliger. Narration by Dan Hilliger, AAC. Published by Le Cercle Hilliger. Conduct of Life, Volume 3, Chapter 1. The 11th virtue, justice, is defined along with its characteristics according to Cicero and Aristotle in their Ethics. Reeling. The 11th virtue, justice. To understand everything that is important about justice, which is the 11th virtue, another separate treatise would be necessary, which could be as extensive as everything we have written, since this excellent virtue encompasses all other virtues and is one of the four cardinal virtues, as we have already mentioned. In addition, it is the most necessary virtue for the preservation of the Republic, since without it one cannot live, and no prince can govern his people without it. As our wise King Solomon said, "The king with justice sustains the earth." Proverbs 29:4. But since the characteristics and properties of this sublime virtue have already been specified so many times in our law, and are revealed in our scriptures, in our Talmud, it is not convenient for us to say more here than is necessary to declare its essence as a moral virtue. As we have done with the other virtues, as briefly as possible, to more clearly understand the degree of its excellence. The most important things to know are three. Three things are revealed that are necessary to understand the true definition of justice. The first one states the subject matter of this virtue, that is, on which works it is said that there is justice or injustice. Not all human works can be properly considered just or unjust, as in the case of works of liberality and its extremes. However, other virtues cannot be properly called just or unjust, as is evident. The second one is the form of this virtue, that is, how justice is considered a golden mean, and how this virtue is found in this mean. The third one is to know which extremes are considered for the golden mean in justice, or in what is just, since in reality it cannot be said that this virtue is the middle ground between excess and deficiency, as in other virtues, since all its extremes are injustices. As there are no two different extremes, it seems that this virtue cannot be considered or called a golden mean. Definition of justice according to Aristotle in the first chapter of the fifth book of Ethics. First of all, you must know the definition of justice, since the essence of a thing is reached through its definition. According to the philosopher's definition, justice is a habit by which the just person acts justly and thereby does and desires justice. These are three distinct things that follow from what is seen in the just person. Do not confuse this definition, as it is not the same in divine justice. Although in our law God is attributed the title of just, it is not understood in this way. In him the habit is not produced by works of justice, since he and justice are the same thing, whose efficiency is not increased or decreased. That is why King David said, "Justice and judgment are the foundation of your throne." Psalm 89:15. And Hashem just who loves justices, upright shall they see his facets. Psalm 11:7. By paying attention to his words, we will see that he does not say, "Ajay, just Hashem, God who loves justices," but rather, "Hashem just," as a noun, "who loves justices." It cannot be said of him, as it can be said of us, that by loving justice one becomes or remains just. Neither does it say, "the upright will see his facets," but rather, "upright shall they see his facets," meaning that by simply seeing his facets, things become upright. It is as if David were saying, "it is upright when seeing his facets," because by simply seeing things, God makes them upright. However, human justice, being a quality acquired by man through the habit of performing just acts, is composed of three elements in its habit. Firstly, it grants the just person the ability to perform any act of justice when necessary. The second is that through it, the righteous performs the works of justice, which are external actions. The third is that with this habit, he desires to continue doing the works of justice. These same three apply to injustice. He, since the unjust person is the one who has the habit of vice in this virtue, and by such habit he will be called unjust in potential, and will commit pure injustice in act, which is the second, and will desire injustice.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?